well, sneaker fans in Montreal will get to see a taste of the city on a soon-to-be-released pair of Nike Kicks. The Nike Dunk Low Montreal Bagel sneakers are set for release on January 17th and pay tribute to one of the city's most famous culinary delights. Take a listen.
When you think of bagels in Montreal, you think of cream cheese, you think of salmon lox, but also now you can think of Nike sneakers. This is the new release that'll be coming out just in a couple of weeks by Nike. It's the Dunk Low Montreal Bagel inspired sneaker, and that has graphics of sesame seeds on top of the sneaker, as well as a blue Montreal Nike swoosh. And they say that this is a Montreal inspired sneaker through and through, all the way down to the box, which will have photos of Mount Royal and areas of Mile End as well.
So there you go, the Nike Dunk Low Montreal Bagel sneaker. So that got us thinking here at our morning meeting, if we were to have a Nike shoe that would have Vancouver features, what would you call it? What features would it have? Well, joining me now are our two producers for the show, Ryan Lee Hall and Stephen Chang. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello, Jazz.
Hello. So and there's lots of stuff going on in the world, but I'm not sure why this ate up so much of our time today in the office, but I thought it'd be a good conversation to have. So, Stephen, let me start with you. If you were to design a shoe that would reflect Vancouver and all our wonderful, great things, our foibles, whatever it may be, what would you call that shoe, and what would it have in your mind?
Well, you know what, Jazz? When I think Vancouver, obviously what I and every other tourist here in the city think of is Stanley Park. So you know what? Let's call this the
Never
Jordan
been there.
One. You know, we're going to ship you over there, Ryan, after the show, I swear. Anyways, so, you know, I call this the Jordan 1 Stanley. So what we're going to put in this Jordan 1 Stanley is, first of all, let's put wheels on this thing. Let's make it like those Heely shoes, because you need shoes to go on these bike lanes if the bikes run out, if you can't rent a bike anymore because everybody else stole them.
Okay.
Thus have wheels on these shoes. Now, another good thing that we can have on the front of the shoe is let's have something that represents goose poop on it. How's that? Let's just smudge it on there in the front of the shoe. Because we step on those a lot.
You do have to sell this, right? Like, this has to sell, right?
Well, Jazz, we want to make it authentic, right? So I think this is a good option to have there. And you know what? Let's make the shoe also smell like the ocean, you know? Because when you walk down or bike down the Stanley Park seawall, you just have that nice ocean breeze. How's that?
That's your shoe, the Jordan 1 Stanley with wheels on it and goose poop, as you said.
Yeah, and you know, to top it all off, to represent what's legal here in Vancouver, let's make it from, let's use hemp. Let's make the shoe based on just made out of hemp, and with a little secret compartment for little goodies that people want to stuff in there. So
That's true. How about you, Ryan?
Well, first of all, that shoe hopefully needs to be fully vegan, right? Like
True.
It's not a Vancouver shoe unless it's vegan.
Yeah. Okay, right? We'll give them that much.
And just again, like Stanley Park. I mean, that's a good theme. I don't know what's so great about Stanley Park. Again, having never been there myself. You know, shout outs to Bear Creek Park. Shout outs to Holland Park. That's more my sort of areas there.
But there you go.
For me, again, sort of keeping along that Jordan 1 sort of theme here. Again, it's probably the most classic shoe in the history of sneakers, I would say. That was those high top Jordan 1s. I don't know how much you know about sort of classic colorways, Jazz, but there's something called the shattered backboard ones. Those are orange, white, black. And the story behind that was that I believe Michael Jordan was playing like a preseason game over in Italy, I want to say.
Yeah.
And he dunked the ball he broke the backboard, essentially. Like the glass shattered. So thus, they made a sneaker called the shattered backboards.
Okay.
It's kind of going with that theme. I mean, the shattered glass ones? I mean, come on.
Part of the issue. Yeah, I know we're dealing with random vandalism. Like, I'll give you that much.
Like, there's something there. Again, these sneakers, you know, whatever you put on it, colorways, I mean, I'm thinking, obviously, some green. You got to go kind of Cascadia colors, blue and green here.
Yeah.
They got to be waterproof. They do, I mean, high tops, low tops, we can kind of do it all right now. Again, with the Montreal sneakers, dunks are pretty popular. I don't know if you know about the Panda dunks here, Jazz, but those are the black and white ones. So hype. Everyone and their girlfriend and their grandma has one.
The Pandas?
Pandas.
I've never heard of those.
You got to get some. You're a sneakerhead. I'm not a sneakerhead.
Well, no, I got the Air Jordans that had come out because I my parents wouldn't buy them for me when I was younger. But yeah. But I didn't hear of the Pandas, they're called.
They're just black and white.
Oh, okay.
The Panda colorway. When we do design these shoes, you got to think of the resale value as well.
All right. Well, mine are much simpler. I'd call my shoes the Nike Air Jordan Protester. It has to be high tops for strong ankle support. So when you're on a 15-foot ladder, blocking the Massey Bridge and helping stopping everyday people, either the Massey Bridge or Lions Gate Bridge, stopping everyday folks, hardworking folks to get home.
Hold on, hold on. The Massey Bridge doesn't exist.
The Massey Tunnel is what I meant. Sorry, Freudian slip. It's coming one day, I tell you. 15-foot ladder. So you need the shoes that are vegan. High top for strong ankle support. So when you fall off that bridge and you want to blame somebody for it, except yourself, you have that ankle support. And then, of course, a small pocket for cannabis, which would be just for personal use. So those are the Air Jordan Nike protesters.
I think
those are perfect.
You know what, Jazz? Let's add on to that shoe right there. Let's put another little compartment for that can dispense glue. So if you want to glue yourself to a bridge while you're protesting,
that's
perfect.
Like that. Like you just stamp your foot or something, glue comes out.
Yeah,
and
like
you can
a little
glue
nozzle.
Oh,
exactly.
Now we're talking.
Some modern-day Spider-Man.
That's right. There you go. Thank you, gentlemen.
No problem. Get yourself some of those sneakers. Again, think about the resale value, Jazz. You got to be able to resell these for double.
Nike Air Jordan Protester is the shoe that represents Vancouver. I'm going to stick with that. And it's vegan.
Just do it.
That's right. Don't listen. Just do it. Just protest because it's your right. No obligation. Your right.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.